Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:52. It is Sunday morning. That means it's time to chat with Johnny Rabbit. Good morning, Johnny.
Hey, thank you. It is that time. Thanks, Scott. 4 months ago, we talked a bit about movies, and today, well, we've got more about the movies. Since baseball is on the mind of most everyone, I thought of three baseball-themed movies that featured St. Louis. In 1949, a cute comedy, It Happens Every Spring, opened here at the Ambassador Theater, starring Ray Milland, Gene Peters, and Paul Douglas, the story of a scientist who discovers something very, very interesting. A formula that for a liquid, that liquid repels wood. For example, if it's applied to a baseball, a bat simply cannot hit the ball. The star of the movie, that was Ray Milland, becomes a star pitcher for a professional St. Louis baseball team. But since the storyline of the movie is about cheating, Major League Baseball refused to allow 20th Century Fox to use actual team names. So in the movie, the teams are just referred to as simply the St. Louis team or the Chicago team and so on. And they did the same for the ballparks, too. For example, when the St. Louis team is playing at home, Sportsman's Park, they're really playing the game at a Los Angeles stadium doctored to look like our stadium, and none of the movie was filmed in St. Louis. In 1945, Bud Abbott and Lou Costello were in the movie The Naughty 90s that featured them as baseball players for the St. Louis Wolves. All fiction, as we never had a pro team here named the Wolves. Plus, the movie was not even shot here. This was the movie in which they introduced their very famous Who's On First, a comedy routine. In 1952, there was another St. Louis-themed movie, The Pride of St. Louis. Dan Daly played the role of St. Louis Cardinals' Dizzy Dean, but it, too, wasn't made at all in St. Louis. Nor was 1957's The Spirit of St. Louis with Jimmy Stewart. He played Charles Lindbergh, and when Warner Brothers produced that movie, they made three replicas of Lindbergh's The Spirit of St. Louis plane. The actual plane is at the National Air and Space Museum at the Smithsonian Institution, and one of the plane's reproductions is right here. You can see it today at the Great Hall of the Missouri History Museum. Forsyth, the street, plays a major role in American movie making. One reason is a man who made over 100 movies grew up at 6320 Forsyth. That's Vincent Price, and we recently talked about him. None of Vincent Price's 100 movies, none of them were filmed in St. Louis. It's kind of sad. When two famous films were conceptualized, too, on Forsyth, nothing to do with Vincent Price, both being created by Harold Ramis. He graduated from Washington University in 1966. He co-wrote Animal House, related to his experiences on campus as a member of the fraternity Zeta Beta Tau at 7020 Forsyth. Then it was an inspiration, too, on Forsyth for the movie Ghostbusters. It came in part from a seance held at the Whittemore House at 6440 Forsyth by local ghost chasers Phil Goodwilling and Gordon Hayner. They wrote a book called Haunt Hunters. At the seance, which was attended by Harold Ramis, they were reported to have been in contact with the spirit of Henry Whittemore. Unfortunately, neither of those movies were made in St. Louis. But there have been many movies made here, such as 1961's The Hoodlum Priest, starring Don Murray. That's a really good movie, portraying the role of St. Louis's Father Dismas Clark, who started a halfway house here to help get people back to the good life, getting them out of prison and getting them on a crime-free street. The movie, the world premiere was pretty big, actually, was at the Lowe's State, not as big as the one in 44 for the Meet Me in St. Louis movie. The ads for The Hoodlum Priest proclaimed it to be the most fantastic story the screen has ever told, and it's true right down to the last jolt. Today, good reason to see the movie is that it shows a lot of St. Louis as it looked 65 years ago. A well-remembered locally made movie in 1959 was The Great St. Louis Bank Robbery with Steve McQueen, who prior to that breakthrough film for him was billed simply as Stevie McQueen. The storyline's based on the actual botched bank robbery of what was Southwest Bank at Southwest and Kings Highway. That building's still there, and you can still see indentations in the bricks that were made by the bullets. It was co-directed by Charles Guggenheim, who also made The Monument to a Green Dream movie. That's playing every day. It has every day since the arch opened. You can see it today. That is a long run. A lesser-known local interest film that was produced and directed by our town's Donna Northcott is 2005's mockumentary, Hooch and Daddy-O. It's a 100% made in St. Louis movie set in the 1980s that documents a fictional TV crime show. Hooch and Daddy-O had its world premiere at the Tivoli, and Donna, as Magic Smoking Monkey Theater, is presenting a documentary set in St. Louis in 1966 called A Hard Day's Night as the Living Dead. It's going to be at the Two Hill, July 24th, 25th, and 26th. It's all about the Beatles and zombies. You might win tickets for it, Bart, if you attend my program for Oasis. That's going to be Tuesday the 22nd at the Clayton Community Center. Well, that's the time I hear, well, I see the music and I hear the sound of Max Factor putting the makeup on our star of the day. But incidentally, Max Factor got his start in St. Louis at our World's Fair. Here's our radio star ready for his close-up at Scott Jagow.
All right, Johnny Rabbit, thank you so much. Good stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.